I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is great to be joined right now on the hotline by the president of the Houston Texans, Jamie Rutz. The book is The Winning Game Plan, a proven leadership playbook for continuous business success. We're going to talk about the book, proceeds going to the Houston Texans Foundation. Jamie, it's great to have you on the show. How are you?
Hey, Sean, how you doing, brother?
We're doing good. It's me and Seth both here. And
sure.
Yeah, and so we're excited to talk to you. I want to talk about the book, certainly, Jamie, but I want to ask you this, because I think this is a good way to maybe weave the book with the job search that you guys are going through right now over at the building. And as somebody who's going to be part of this process, how do you sense leadership from a job interview with somebody? When you're interviewing these candidates, how are you able to sense what their leadership skills are?
Well, I'll just say broadly, I'm not talking about the search, right? I'm going to let Cal make those comments. But all the searches that I've done for very senior leaders, there is the eyeball test, which I'm okay with. There is the background test, which I think is more valid. But there's the quantitative analysis. You know, there's all kinds of industrial psychologists put together tests that they use with individuals to gauge their strengths and their weaknesses. I'm more a fan of that. But we're going to take all of that information and put it into a stew. And whatever comes out of the bottom as being the strongest leader of men, we'll get that accolade, you know, in terms of the strengths and weaknesses. And that is an important component. That's not everything that's going to be looked at, but that is definitely an important component.
And one of the interesting things you talk about in your book, and I don't know if I've ever heard you talk about it. I think I've heard Vandermeer plagiarizing you before and talking about it in conversations. But this notion of leading in four different directions, you know, leading up and leading down to the people that work for you, leading up in terms of the people that you work for, and then leading out and leading inward. Could you explain that a little bit and maybe how it relates to the Texans?
Well, Seth, first of all, he absolutely plagiarized me, but it is in the book. I also have a website, which is jamierutz.com, which has a one pager on leadership in four dimensions. But there's goals that you have leading up, down, out, and across. And up, the goal is to establish trust so that you kind of get left alone, because you're always transparent in your communication, and your boss never has to question whether they need to look over your shoulder, because if something's going wrong, they're going to know about it right away. Down is about clarity. The number one thing employees want to know is what is expected of them every day at work. And if you can get that absolute clarity of where we're going, how we do what we do, what success looks like, then they can go about doing their jobs comfortably and know that they're headed in the right direction. Out is about respect. As a leader, when you go outside of the organization, you're looking for others to respect you. Think and look at the things that I've not humbly, the things that I've done within Houston, being the chair of the Greater Houston Partnership, the chair of the United Way of Greater Houston, the vice chair of the Super Bowl campaign, being the key person on the first Super Bowl. You know, those things establish respect, that you care about the community. And they just assume that whatever values you have, everybody in your building has them. And then across is about being a great teammate. You want to be that top person on the list. Whenever there's a project that pulls a number of people together, that you are a great collaborator and everybody wants you on your team. The challenge is people are naturally strong in a couple of those directions. But as a leader, you've got to remind yourself, I have to be good in all four directions.
Jamie Roots, president of the Texans, joining us on Payne and Pendergast here on Sports Radio 610. Jamie, your background is obviously varied. You've been with the Texans since the inception of the team, since 2002. But prior to that, out in the business world, helping get the Columbus Crew started with the MLS in Columbus. How applicable are the lessons that you learned with the Texans in being able to take those and people apply them to whatever it is, whatever line of business they're in?
Yeah, it's applicable to any business. I mean, before that, I was with Procter & Gamble and IBM. And as I think about it, you know, if I knew these things going into any of those roles, I would have been it would have taken me less time to be an effective leader. And so I wanted to share those with people. The difference between being in the Columbus Crew and NFL, there's so many similarities. But Columbus, you're begging for support. Here, you got so much support. It's like a bucking bronco. You know, you're just trying to not get bucked off, right? Everybody wants to know about it, but they have very high expectations of what we're going to do. And we need to meet those expectations if we're going to be successful. And speaking of expectations, you guys are part of my friend. You're my friends. You're part of our family. Mm-hmm. And your listeners are, too. And so today, I want to give a gift to all of the people that are connected to you because you're part of our family. I negotiated with my publisher to get a window to be able to offer the ebook for $1. I said free. She said Barnes & Noble won't do anything for free. So they have to get $1. I said, great, charge $1 and let everybody associated with me get access to the ebook before it really takes off. BarnesandNoble.com. It expires at the end of the day today, 99 cents. It takes 3 minutes. Even if you don't read it now, just get it and read it because I want all of Houston participated in this thing. I want you to be a part of the launch.
Oh, cool. Thank you, Jamie. And our listeners appreciate that. I think, I got it on Kindle. I wish I'd known about this yesterday, Jamie. I got it on Kindle yesterday. So the one thing that jumped out at me immediately was when I didn't realize that you were only 29 years old when you got the job as general manager of Columbus in the MLS League before they even had a team. And it made me think of Jack Easterby, who has an unconventional resume for somebody that's as high up in the organization as he is. What was your in bringing Jack Easterby in? And I know it's on the football side, which doesn't necessarily co-mingle with your side. But are there some similarities there in bringing a guy in that has perhaps more of an untested resume?
Yeah, I think there are. And you will not get respect until you deliver results. You know, you're measured on your results. You judge yourself on what you're capable of. Others judge you on your results. And so I would just say, you know, let's just be patient, right? I mean, the truth will tell. At the end of the day, we are not afraid of adjusting all on an ongoing basis in order to realize success. People doubted the tar out of me. And you know what? Rightfully so. Because my first interview in Columbus, that I had this question. So I was a general manager. So what does a general manager do? And I felt like I sat there for like 20 minutes because I didn't know. I had to learn on the job, right? But very quickly, if you're smart and you're working hard, you're going to slide down that experience curve quicker than others. And that's what happened in Columbus my first year. I was executive of the year. I had to let a coach go halfway through the season. We went 9-1 and we were the last team admitted to the playoffs. And it really started a foundation of success. Our standard was being better than we were before, and it really worked well.
Jamie Roots joining us on the program. You know, Jamie, Seth just brought up Jack Easterby's name, and you and Cal could not have been more clear about where the GM search stands relative to Jack over the last couple of days. You were on the conference call with season ticket holders, Cal with John McClain yesterday. I'm just curious. I don't know if I can remember someone outside of a player or a coach with the team who's generated more conversation than Jack Easterby. Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure. The bottom line is we can only deal with what we know. And I think Cal did a great job yesterday setting the record straight. And I think that's about all we want to say on the issue. I'll also say I didn't realize that the media had their ear up to my call with the season ticket members. So I thought I was talking to my family, being clear, but I appreciate that it set the record straight.
Yeah, this just in, Jamie. A lot of people care about the Texans in town.
Like I said, it's a bucking bronco.
It is. It is. Yeah, absolutely. The book is the Winning Game Plan, a Proven Leadership Playbook for Continuous business success. Jamie, the proceeds all go to the Houston Texans Foundation. We have not touched on that yet. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's really a gift to the city. It's a gift to the McNair family. It's a gift to anybody who wants to be a better leader. In fact, I'll tell you, I'll just summarize what I've heard from people after they've read it. It only appeals to you if you're interested in leadership, the Houston Texans, sports, a front office staff of a National Football League team, great stories or inspiration. So if that doesn't touch you, don't save your dollar, right? Don't spend 99 cents on it. But I think it is widely appealing. After we get through this window of today, because after today, there's no 99-cent book. Mm-hmm. Today, we're generating funds for the Houston Texans Foundation. Up through today, we're rewarding our friends and family and telling them thank you.
Yeah, good stuff. And the Houston Texans Foundation doing so many great things for the community. I know that even this time, I just interviewed the president of Kroger, Joe Kelly, a couple days ago. The Houston Texans Foundation raising a bunch of money for meals with the Houston Food Bank for Thanksgiving. You guys are always doing some great stuff, Jamie.
Well, thank you. It's a team effort. You guys have been terrific partners, particularly as I look at the work that we do with DePelchin and the Texas Bowl. Sarah has been a tremendous champion for that cause and couldn't be prouder to be your close friends.
Jamie Roots, president of the Houston Texans. You can get the book, as he mentioned, barnesandnoble.com today. It's just 99 cents. You can get it. Amazon.com has it as well. And it raises money for a great cause, the Houston Texans Foundation. Jamie, we always appreciate the conversation. Let's go get a win this Sunday.
Absolutely. Hashtag beat the Patriots.
Yeah, there you go. Drop that hashtag. Jamie, we appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
See you guys. Bye.
All right, there it is. Jamie Roots joining us on the program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.